Shalom and welcome to the Word of His Grace, the radio broadcast of Reverend and Reverend Mrs. Reginald and Rita Adanuvo, senior pastors of Green Pastures Ministries. We pray that the message you are about to receive will be a blessing to you and make an eternal impact on your life. God richly bless you. Nobody greater than you.
Holy are you, Lord. Father, we thank you. Your word is active. Your word is alive. Your word is sharper than any two-edged sword. Take this word and cut off things in our lives that need to be cut off. In the name of Jesus. Take this word and uproot things that need to be uprooted. In the name of Jesus. Take this word and revive us, O Lord. Sharpen us again, O Lord. Have mercy on us, O Lord. Revive us again, O Lord. Quicken our mortal bodies, O Lord. Let us not remain the same. Let a new fire, a new zeal, a new passion for the Lord come into our hearts, O God. Lord, take away this lukewarmness in the name of Jesus. We uproot lukewarmness from our lives, O God. Every form of lukewarmness, every type of lukewarmness, everything that is lukewarm, we remove it from our lives. In the name of Jesus. 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 Anoint our eyes with eyes up so that we can see. Clothe us, Lord, with the garments of righteousness and holiness, so that we will be clothed, and give unto us fresh beginning, fresh strength, and fresh grace. In Jesus' mighty name.
This morning we are looking at the topic, the seed of faith. The seed of faith. And if you are writing, put into bracket, your faith must grow. Look at your neighbor and say, your faith must grow.
Your faith must grow.
We all know what seeds are. Right from childhood, we have all known seeds. There are mango seeds. There are guava seeds. Orange seeds. All kinds of seeds. In fact, whenever you are eating gobe, the beans that you are eating is a seed. So we all know seeds. Some are big, some are small. Every seed that is viable or has life in it will germinate and grow into a plant when it is sown. So throughout the scriptures, whenever something is referred to as a seed, it means that that thing is able to grow. So for example, in the parable of the sower, Jesus referred to the word of God as a seed. So when the word of God is planted as a seed in our hearts, it germinates and grows and bears fruit, and we begin to see the fruit in our lives. Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 10 refers to money as a seed. He said God gives seed to the sower, and he was talking about money. So it means that when money is sown into a fertile ground, the money grows and multiplies and is given back to us. So this morning we are learning, or we want to learn, that faith is also a seed. And therefore it must grow. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
So at the end of this service, what I want you to get is that your faith must grow. And then you must start doing the things that we are sharing to cause your faith to grow.
Hallelujah.
So let's start with our first scripture. And I want you to follow me carefully. Pray for grace.
And God will help us to understand what we
are saying.
Matthew chapter 17. Verses 19 and 20. Then came the disciples to Jesus apart and said, why could we not cast him out? Now the disciples were talking about the epileptic boy whose father had brought him to them to cast out the demon, and they couldn't.
Na eje bi de ne ba wo twa aba eye Jesus Christ asuafo nche no ma ntumi atutu homone no.
But Jesus came and cast the devil out.
Jesus Christ sane ba ya no tutu sa homone no.
So they went and said, why couldn't we cast him out?
Enti asumafo ya na asuafo e ko Jesus Christ nche
ko bi sa. It is a very good question. Sometimes we must ask questions.
Di enti ne ntumi anye.
Why did it not work? So in verse 20, the Bible says, and Jesus said to them, because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hands to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible to you. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Then Jesus said a similar thing in Luke chapter 17, verse
6.
The Bible says, and the Lord said, if you had faith as a grain of mustard seed, you might say unto this sycamine tree, be thou plucked up by the roots, and be thou planted in the sea, and it should obey you. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
I read something briefly about the sycamine tree, which is also called the sycamore tree, which is also called a mulberry tree. Its roots are able to go very deep down into the soil. Hundreds of feet into the soil. And it goes deeper than many other trees. So when Jesus is saying that if you have faith, you can speak to such a tree, and it will uproot itself from hundreds of feet down, and move into the sea, not just to fall there, but to be planted in the sea again, put its roots down, and grow in the sea. Then what Jesus is saying is that your faith can do the impossible. Your faith can do the difficult or the impossible. Now, let us look at these two scriptures. Jesus said, if you have faith as a mustard seed. A lot of times, we read the scripture, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed. But Jesus didn't say, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed. Let us look at it again. If you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, he didn't give any description. He didn't say as small as a mustard seed. In both scriptures. But a lot of times that's how we read it. And that's how I even thought some time ago. But he is not saying your faith as small, because if he's saying your faith as small as a mustard seed, then he's saying that even though your faith is small, you can do the impossible. But that is not what Jesus is saying. Tell somebody your faith must grow. Tell somebody your faith must grow. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
You see, the Bible is very discreet. When they say to him, if Jesus wanted to say, as small as a mustard seed, you'd have said it. Because when the Bible was describing the boy who gave them the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes, They said
there's a boy here who has 5 loaves and 2 small fishes.
When Eliab
was talking to David, he said, "Where have you left those few sheep?"
Eliab ni David ekasa ozi di entina weja se nyan kakrebi.
So if Jesus had wanted to say small, he would have put it there. But he said, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, nothing shall be impossible to you. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
What is it about the mustard seed that Jesus was comparing to faith? Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Mark chapter 4.
Mark 8:9.
Verse 30-32. May the Lord give us understanding.
I say hallelujah.
Mark chapter 4, 32-32. And he, that is Jesus, said,
"Where
run to shall we liken the kingdom of God? Or with what comparison shall we compare it?" Verse 31. It is like a grain of mustard seed, which when it is sown in the earth, is less than all the seeds that be in the earth. But when it is sown, it groweth up. Somebody say it groweth up. It grows up. And becometh greater than all heads. And shooteth out great branches. So that the fowls of the air may lodge under it. Can somebody say a big
amen?
Before we learn something from this scripture, it says the mustard seed is the smallest of all. This is very tiny. This is how the mustard seed is. Very tiny. But then when it is sown, it comes up.
It grows
tall.
It
begins to develop branches. And then it becomes a very big tree.
Please,
can we have the second one? That is a mustard tree. That is a mustard tree. From a very small, even this is a picture, so I'm sure we can see it very well. So from that small seed comes out this big tree. It grew gradually. Grew branches. Began to bear fruit. So what Jesus is saying, that we should learn about faith, where a mustard seed is concerned, is that if you have faith like a mustard seed, you can do the impossible. Because like the mustard seed, faith starts small, but then it grows. Faith starts small, but then it grows. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Now, the Bible is saying that this mustard tree grows and becomes very great. May your faith grow and become very great. And the Bible says it grows branches and bears of the air come and
lodge.
That means that your faith can grow from a little faith into great faith. It can grow to the point when nothing shall be impossible to you. Your faith can grow to a point where it is possible to do anything. And even other people, birds of the air, can benefit from that faith. Can somebody shout a big amen? So Jesus is not saying that when you have small faith, you will do big things. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
But he's saying that your faith is a seed. When you work on it, when you build it up, it will grow to a point where you can do the impossible. He says, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We all start from a little faith.
In
fact, God himself sows the seed of faith in our hearts. When we get born again, to help us believe. The other day, Daddy was telling us about something. Before that, let me read Romans chapter 12 verse 3. It says, for I say through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. Now, Daddy was sharing with us that every human being has a natural kind of faith. We were born, I mean, everybody has some faith. That is why when you came to church this morning, you didn't shake your chair. To see whether it can carry your weight. That is why when you go and buy sachet water, you don't take it and look into it and see if there's no fish inside. You know, there was a day somebody bought sachet water and there was a baby fish in it.
That's in the news.
But we buy the water and drink it by faith. You just buy some. You don't even pray over it. That is natural faith. We operate in it every day. Some of us, especially the boys, we like borrow people's homes. I forgot to comb my hair. Then they collect it and you don't even say that, hey, maybe there are some lies in it. You believe that it is safe to use. You believe that the water is safe to drink. So we all have natural faith. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
And in addition to that,
when
we get born again, God gives us a gift of faith. He gives us the measure of faith that will help us to believe the word that is coming. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
So it means that when somebody is preaching the gospel to a person, once God sees that the person's heart is open and is willing to receive, God puts that faith inside. That little faith so that you can believe.
When he
sees that the person who has hardened his heart like Pharaoh, you don't receive that gift. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
So, just like Daddy said, and in addition to what he said, when you look at the scripture, it says to every man among you. The ISV says, assigned to each of you. He was talking to the believers in
Rome.
So when you look in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 and 9, the Bible says, for by grace are you saved through faith. And that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. Which one is the gift of God? The grace.
I don't know.
Or the faith.
And I know.
Or the salvation.
And I'm quite you know.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
It is the gift of God. The Message Bible says it is God's gift from start to finish. So the salvation is a gift. The grace is a gift. And the faith is a gift. God has given to every one of us the measure of faith. So if you are a believer, you can never open your mouth and say, as for me, I don't have faith. Unless something has happened, you take away that faith. And then now you have no faith. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
So when the faith is sown into our hearts, it is like the least of all seeds. But it grows. It grows branches. It becomes very big. And at a point, things you couldn't believe God for,
you are able to even help other people.
But it means that faith has degrees of sizes.
So when you look in the Bible, there's little faith.
There's much faith.
But on the other side, there is weak faith and strong faith. So faith can be in degrees of sizes. And it can be in degrees of strength. I'm sure we'll talk about that in detail on another day. But you can have somebody who is big. He has a lot of body mass. But he's very weak. He's not strong. Big man like that, you push him and he falls down. Because he is not strong. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
So it's important that our faith grows. Not just in size. But in strength. I'm not focusing on that today. Maybe another time we'll talk about that. I want us to know that we are all at different levels of faith.
Whatever
level of faith you are, your faith can grow. I said your faith can grow. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
There are some people, their level of faith says, I am not feeling well. I believe that I am healed. I receive my healing in Jesus' name. And they get up and they walk about.
They are healed.
There is another person who says I am sick. When I take this,
no fat,
there are a number of them. When I take this one, I know that the malaria will go. That is also another level of faith. That is the person's level of faith. Do you understand? Because there are some who still take the coatem.
One coatem, Lunat.
So somebody believe that if I take it, I'll be fine. That is the level of faith. But we can grow from there. Can somebody say
amen?
May you walk in faith. And may you go higher in
faith.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Somebody says I can give birth without CS. Somebody gives birth with CS. It's a level of faith. Because some people go there and die. But the person believes that I will take it and I will live.
I will not die on the operation table.
Whatever level of faith you are at now, we thank God for it. I'm sure it has grown from the measure of faith that you received
at
salvation. But God wants that faith to go higher. God wants you to grow in the faith.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Do you know what God's aim is? God's aim for us is that you and I should grow in our faith to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
There is this scripture we always read, and usually we use it to talk about spiritual growth. People say grow and be like Jesus. But as I was preparing, the Lord showed me something. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 13. It says, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man. Unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. The NLT puts it this way.
NLT say no,
this will continue until we all come to such unity in our faith. And then it continues. So what the Lord was showing me here was that it is God's plan and intention that every one of us come to a certain level.
A certain level of faith.
And that level of faith should be the measure was say a
of the stature of the fullness of Christ in faith. Can somebody shout a big
amen?
So that is God's plan. That your faith should become like Jesus' faith.
Wow.
Can you imagine? If we're all walking in the level of Jesus' faith,
oh,
the amazing things that will be happening. Souls will be getting saved like water. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So the kind of faith we are talking about is Christ's faith. God's kind of faith. Your faith must continue to grow. My faith must continue to grow. Until we get to that level. Our faith will continue to grow. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
This message continues same time tomorrow.
I climbed up to the highest mountain, looked all around, couldn't find nobody.
God bless you for listening to the Word of God this morning. If you want to give your life to Jesus, I want you to pray with me and surrender your life to the Lord Jesus. Let's pray. Pray after me. Say, Heavenly Father, today I surrender my life to you. I confess that you are my Lord and Savior. I confess that Jesus Christ rose from the dead. Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord and personal Savior. I will serve you for the rest of the days of my life. Amen. If you pray this prayer with me, God bless you. Come and visit us and you will be blessed. Or go to any Bible-believing church where you can hear the Word of God and grow. God bless you.
Nobody greater than you.
This program is sponsored by the friends and partners of the Word of His Grace,
Esipoche Ventures,
and Tiger's Cakes.
Who says you can't have your cake and eat it? Welcome to Tegas Cakes. We believe in the most quality and attractive cakes for every occasion. So are you looking for a cake for your wedding, birthday, Valentine, or even your bachelorette party? Then come to Tegas Cake, where we would custom make that cake for you. We also have our special velvet cupcakes, vanilla cakes, brownies, marble cakes, and so much more. So if it's anything cake, come to Tegas Cakes. Call us on 0249-197272 or locate us behind the Kent City Hostel, Kenton Cromwell and Senior. Visit us at www.tegascake.com. Tegas Cake. You order, we deliver.
I'm blessed. I'm so blessed. I'm blessed.
Do you need any surgical instrument, theater equipment, medical and surgical disposables? Are you battling with unpleasant body scars, stretch marks, wrinkles and the likes? No need to worry. Esipoche Ventures is the right place for you. We have latex and latex-free disposable and surgical gloves, syringes and needles, weighing scales, sphygmo manometers, skin staples and removers, mesh for hernia repair, thermometers and so much more. Call or WhatsApp Esipoche Ventures on 0246-323260, 0246-323260 or 0205-548550 for all your surgical and medical equipment and disposals. Esipoche Ventures, the world at your doorstep.
Lift those hands, singers, and let's just give them the glory. Nobody greater.
We trust that you've been blessed as you listen to the Word of His Grace by Reverend and Reverend Mrs. Reginald and Rita Adanuvo. You can locate Green Pastures Ministries at the conference hall of the new site of
Najee's Angels Educational Center,
Santasi in Yinam Estate.
Our meeting times are as follows. Tuesday Word Encounter Service, 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Friday Zonal Cell Meetings, 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Sunday Celebration Service, 7:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. Kindly follow and subscribe to any of our social media platforms. Facebook, Green Pastures Ministries Ghana. YouTube, GPM Ghana TV. Instagram, Green Pastures Ministries. Twitter, at GPM_2015. You can also join our Sunday service via live stream on Facebook and on YouTube.
For further inquiries, please contact us on 03220-85537 or 02420329 97.
Thank you for listening. God richly bless you.